Who could it be but Jesus? And we continue to praise him in the midst of the crisis. We're in a world where it is changing every day before our eyes. But we have the consolation of the Master. One writer said, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. And truly we continue to trust in the true and living God. Bob Marley, in one of his songs, says, so much trouble in the world. It is, there's a time of trouble. It is now. And even the writer Job reminded us, a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Never have we heard about so much debt in one day from this coronavirus. Half a million people has been affected by this virus. More than 200 countries. Right now we are standing at 88,234 dead worldwide. America has gone over 400,000 cases of coronavirus. Spain and Italy, they combined together with over 30,000 dead alone from this coronavirus. What a time! What a crisis! But we are not cursing the darkness. We intend to light our candle. At least we have light our candle already. Because the answer to this problem is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Good evening, Dr. Delroy Cameron. Are you there? Trust in the true and living God. It is not an easy time that we are in. But we have the answer. We have the friend who will stick closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. And we continue to trust in him today. In a time where there's so much fear, the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. And we know the solution is Jesus Christ. We continue to trust in him and praise him for his excellent mercy, King of glory, none like him. He's too big to fail. We have heard so many sad tales coming out of America. On CNN today, in Chicago, they are saying Chicago is 30% black. Population is 30% black. But 70% of the people who are dying in Chicago, they are black. So more blacks are dying from this coronavirus. My God. So if there's a time that we need to pray, is now. Why more blacks are dying? Is it because they are poor, they can't afford the proper nutrition, the proper health care? So when these diseases come like corona, your immune system is so down. So blacks continue to suffer these atrocities. Who will stand up for us? The Surgeon General warned that this week will be like Pearl Harbor in America. And Sunday, died in America. That was the day. That was the last count up to Sunday. But by this morning, America was standing at 12,857. So nearly 1,000 a day is dying in America. And I'm saying this coronavirus started in China from 2019. America should be more prepared. Our brothers and sisters are killed in America. All because of lack of preparation. Some countries are more prepared than some. South Korea is well prepared. Their figures are down. South Korea just only has 200 dead. But they were so prepared. By the time it hit South Korea, they have all type of testings going on. Now, where does America stand? Because a lot of the people in America are not tested. And should I mention about New York governor, how he was begging for ventilators and the president. So many politics is at play, and people are dying, especially the black people in America. And Mr. Trump now is saying, try the vaccine, try it. How could the president, powerful man in the free world, who's supposed to have every available resources at his fingertip, is putting forth a vaccine that no medical professional is recommending? None. And he's not in a position to recommend any medicine, because he's not, if one of the person that he's not a medical, he's not in the medical field. And he's saying, try. It is a time for us to pray. Good evening, Dr. Cameron. Are you on?
Yes, my brother, I am. How are you?
Man, we are in trying times. We are in trying times, perilous times, crisis.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
And the world is suffering, because I am monitoring these figures, and every day they change. By the time I see them in the morning,
yeah.
By this time, they change every day.
I hear you.
And there are so many, many elements at play. Because we are involved in a biological war, a technological war, a trade war, a political war, and a spiritual war. So it is not an ordinary time.
No.
So many forces are at play. Let me hear your take on this matter, sir.
Well, I want to thank you for having me on your show again, and I commend you as always for the wonderful work you're doing. My view to much of what's going on is probably different from many people. I think there's a few verses of scripture in Jeremiah 1 where it says, he says to Jeremiah, he said, I knew you before I formed you. This is an international version. And I set you apart from me before you were born. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nation. And Jeremiah says, oh Lord God, I don't know how to speak. But a little further down, in verse 11, it says, this is a message from the Lord came to me asking, what do you see, Jeremiah? I replied, I see an almond branch. And the Lord told me, you have observed well, because I'm watching over my message to make sure it comes about. Then this message from the Lord came to me a second time. What do you see? I replied, I see a boiling pot, and its mouth is tilted away from the north. The Lord told me, from the north, disaster will pour out on all who live in the land. Because I'm about to summon all the families and kingdom from the north, declares the Lord. Now, he continued to... Yeah, interesting, he was asking Jeremiah, what do you see? And I tell you, from my observation, I think that the bigger players are behind what's going on. The bigger players don't care how many people die, really. They don't care how many people die. The dying is a means to an end, but it's a distraction from what's really this is all about. I honestly believe somewhat it's kind of a chess game. You know, if you play a game of chess, it have the pawns that can be eaten up because they don't have any defense. And then you have the rook and the bishop and the knight and the queen and the king. And it's really like a chess game. Honestly, that's what's going on. So the pawns are not that important to the major players. They're supposed to be eaten up so the players can make their move. And, you know, like you rightly said, my Facebook message on Sunday, I call it a digital revolution and a political revolution. So what they're setting right now, they're setting the stage for a new world order. That's what's going on. They're setting the stage for a new world order. And so I would encourage everybody, don't get into the statistics too much. You know, it's pay attention, yes, but don't get too carried away by the statistics because there are bigger players involved with all of what's going on. It's just the way it is. It's a setup for the next new world order. Because life as we know it now, this is temporary. This new normal is temporary, but there's a new normal coming that will be put in place. And so my passion in seeking God is, how does the church come out of this? How does the church engage? How will the church be the church at the end of it? That's kind of my prayer with all of this, because we're in a sense, you know, we're like small fries in to what's going on. But I as I was thinking about the players and the chess game, I kind of think that, now this is just my thought where this is concerning, like I said, a chess game, that obviously it's very possible that U.S. could be the knight, and Rome or the papacy could be the bishop, and, you know, China could be the rook, and you already have the queen. But these things are going to play out. They're going to play out because the Bible can never be wrong. From the beginning, and this is my personal opinion and take, from the beginning, I never believed it was a virus. I'm going to tell you that. I never believed it was a virus. I believe it was manufactured. I believe it was manufactured. And this is why the believer cannot live in fear where this is concerned. No, you can't live in fear. You can't be careless. You got to take, like, all the necessary steps. You know, I travel with my sanitizer. I travel with my mask. You know, I keep a sanitizer at the front of the door. I keep one in the vehicle. And, you know, I take all this precaution. But it's only the blood of Jesus that can really protect us from this, because I believe it's something more than just a virus. And so the, let's say the pawns would probably have the a lower immune system. But it's a bigger game. It's a bigger game with human lives. That's the essence of what it is. And when you watch the politics, and in all honesty, I'm going to tell you another opinion that I have when I observe globally how this is going. I am never a fan of Donald Trump, but I tell you right now, I feel like the way the players are doing their thing, he may be the only person that will delay what the world order is going to look like. That's my personal take with that. And let me tell you something. I don't listen to conspiracy story. I really don't buy into it. I don't do that. I try to observe the fine print when they're making the news. I don't pay all the attention to, like, the numbers. What I look at is, what is the WHO saying? What is the EU doing? You know what I'm saying? And what is the G20? What are they confirming? You know, that's what I look at, because these are the players behind what's going on. And then at the end of the day, I found out that, you know, was it Denmark already made it mandatory that every citizen has to have this vaccine before they can go out and buy, and you have to have it. And then suddenly the EU, no, the WHO, I think, approved $4 trillion. What happened to the people that were starving before? What happened to the people that were homeless before? What happened to the people who were suffering before? See, they were not important. But now they fork out $4 trillion for pharmaceutical and the big pharma and the hospitals and medicine and the G20. See, so what I'm trying to say is that we've got to look beyond, oh, hallelujah, look a little further than the destruction that they're placing up the front. These are just, you could almost say, the sacrifice that they're using to accomplish. And take note also that the most of the big pharma are funded by Bill Gates. So there's some major players involved in this, and then it's sad that it's at the expense of the vulnerable. And my heart goes out to especially doctors and nurses and PSW and, you know, police officers and grocery clerks and, you know, all these people that are on the front line that are at risk. My heart goes out to them. But that's what's going on. I believe it's a shift for the next world order. And the church now.
And then top of that, Dr. Cameron, we can't ignore what the scripture also says, because in Hosea, the scripture says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
Because we
tend to ignore these things, because even now with this coronavirus, there are still a lot of people who don't even take it serious. If you notice, most governments are having problems with telling people, like, you know, practice social distancing, try stay home, and that's the constant message. Like, people still do not see the danger, and they do not see the danger because they have the knowledge about the thing, and even us as Christians too, because we have ignored men like Bill Gates and stuff. We see Bill Gates standing out of the world with his billions of dollars. But did you know that he pumps a lot of money into WHO? So Bill Gates is behind WHO. Also, Bill Gates is one of them who's funding all of those pharma companies and doing so much research into vaccine. And he has been doing this for a very, very long time. So these are some of the major players. And then also now it comes into where you can't ignore Russia nor China.
I mean, China, they have a stronghold on the and economics, right? They wanted that. They've been working at this since 1988, right? So this is not new. China had an agenda from day one. So of course you're going to follow the money. Usually that's the say. You got to follow the money. And here's what's interesting with the point you just brought up. Because, of course, Russia is going to play a role. But I believe they're going to be part of the EU. Somehow they're going to be involved in that circle. It's not far-fetched, because they're going to have to play some important role in the politics. So I'm looking at – this is why the reason I mentioned Trump. He's not very friendly with the WHO, which I don't mind, and the EU. He doesn't like them because Trump is really a white nationalist, American nationalist. That's who he is. So he's concerned about there, and just white nationalists, white people. That's what I understand. I would say that, really. And so he's kind of a stumbling block in how this whole thing's supposed to come together. But the money that's involved, for example, the trillions of dollars, and every country, that's another thing you got to take note of. They're pumping out trillions and billions into their economy to just to prevent them from collapsing completely. But after a while, somebody has to pay it back. So you understand, the stage is being set for all of that. And of course, China is going to stay on the back burner observing all these countries now just defeating themselves, ruining themselves. And then you have to pay them for what you need. That started already. You have to pay them. So just to kind of fast forward this today I saw a news flash that Wuhan now open business and everything, but to be on the street freely, your smartphone has to show that you are free of the virus, your smartphone. So all of this thing is working into what I call, like I said, the digital revolution. And you watch if the vaccine is not going to play a role in it. So I think the whole thing somehow, and when I say what I'm saying, I just read the scripture from Jeremiah. Why? Because I'm not a scientist. I'm not a politician. I'm not an economist. But I want to know what is in the mind of God for the time. What is in the mind of God during this? Because, you know, he's still in control. Nobody can dethrone him and nobody can vote him out. So obviously, if we take orders from headquarters, we should be fine. And that's why when I ask the question about the church, what is the church going to, what is the role of the church when this is over? Because I tell you something right now. Brother, I tell some right now, the church can't go back to what it was after this is over. If it goes back, then this didn't make any sense, and we didn't learn anything from it. So we've got to be seeking God now to know what is in the mind of God for the next move that's going to take place, because it cannot be the same. We don't know what the next new normal is going to be when this is over. We really don't know. So are we poised for it? It's supposed to be. Are we ready? Someone told me that the Pope has organized some meeting with all the leaders from the G20. I haven't read it, but I just heard it. And I'm not surprised, because I was trying to find out what's the role of the church. Now, here's why I mentioned that. There are three very important entities that actually manipulate and control how the world functions. Politics, economics, and religion. And it's very difficult to see the next world order does not involve the papacy. Because if you go all the way back to, you know, the beginning of the church age, the papacy are always involved in church and state. So that's probably what may be the next alignment with politics, economics, and religion. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm believing that that is coming. When that comes, you and I will be seen possibly as outcasts, as rebels, as those who oppose what church and state is all about. So this is what I'm saying. It's a wonderful time to be at home. Yes, it's a wonderful time to be shut in, but for that reason, I would encourage all believers, don't get into a panic or a fear factor, but seek God now more than ever to find out what is in the mind of God as we go from now to next. Really, that's my suggestion, really. And that's my encouragement. That's also my prayer. What is in the
all
mind
right.
of
so
God?
Instead of taking a break, this is the current and connection. And truly, we are, in spite of what is going on, we are still giving God praise. The psalmist said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We have our Dr. Delroy Cameron. He's all the way in Canada. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what is happening in Canada, and we're going to be talking about the way forward. We know it is through Jesus. He already declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. All we have to do to find the way is to hook up to Jesus. Take a break, station, and we're going to be coming right back. This is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron, coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a little district called Terrebonne in Clarendon, Jamaica. Take it away, station. mind and connection with your host, Pastor Cameron, and we have our guest this evening, Dr. Delroy Cameron. He's in Toronto, Canada, or Brampton, Canada. And we
Brampton, Ontario. Brampton, Ontario.
Worlds of Fear, because we are in trouble sometimes. And as you just heard the song by the man, Bob Andy, he said, take these chains and set me free. And truly, we are defending freedom in the name of Jesus. Because you see, hear what the Bible says. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And that's what he came to do. He came to set every captive free. We want to say good evening to Cayman. You're listening. Good evening. This is Florida. And we just continue to trust in God for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. Wherever you are listening to the current and connection this evening, we continue to exalt the name of Jesus. In spite of these trying times, we are still holding on. One writer said, my anchor hold and grip the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Dr. Cameron, we have heard many rumors about this 5G network. And as you said, you don't believe it's the vaccine. But how would you tie the 5G network into so many deaths taking place?
You know, interestingly, I saw, I think this gentleman was probably, I don't know if he's a scientist, but he was explaining the radiation, I guess, that the transmission, the 5G seemed to generate. And one thing he mentioned, which I have not studied it yet, but he said it's supposed to set up where, I guess, every 100 meter or something like that, there's a connection point. And he said it's like every 100 meter you would have a microwave working and generating radiation. And my thought and understanding from that would simply mean that the radiation that to to intensify the speed that this 5G is supposed to operate at, it affects cells in the body. If you go, let's say you back up and go as far as it just comes to my mind, when Johnny Cochran died, many believe that because of his constant usage of his cell phone then, and that's years ago, that's what seemed to have gave him the cancer that I can't remember which part of his body that he had developed and then died. And that's way back. So The speed now of this 5G, which...
Now we're talking to Johnny Cochran, who defended O.J. Simpson?
Yeah. And he was only 65, I think, or so. And many believe that's how he actually ended up getting cancer from the constant usage of his cell phone. I don't know if he had gotten a tumor at his ear. I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure if somebody Google it, they'll find it. So the brother's trying to say the radiation from the 5G destroys cells. Now, here's something that I believe, and I want to share it with you listeners, because I believe the Lord gave me this specifically before this virus started, to blend ginger, lemon, garlic in hot or boiling water, and then blend it with a little honey and drink it, because it builds the immune system, and it also get rid of bad cells in your body. Now, I'm not a chemist either, but I use it and I tell a few people, and they've been using it as well, because if your immune system is strong, you can resist whatever it's coming. And then if you part of your diet is to, you know, internally you're getting rid of bad cells already, it means that you're taking care of your own self, so you can resist whatever is coming from this 5G. If it destroys, like the gentleman said, if it does destroy cells, then you can understand why Italy suffer so many debt, because that's what he said. Spain and Italy, they just rolled the 5G out. I can't remember how, just before that. And so I have not studied enough about the 5G. I'm just going off what the information that this, I don't know if he's a scientist, but it seemed like he's pretty knowledgeable and thorough with what he was saying concerning the 5G specifically. And he mentioned that it's something that they've been working on now for years, you know. So at some point when knowledge and technology going to be on the rise and increase, there is no telling how these things can affect people. How many times you've heard that if there's one thing you must throw away from your kitchen, even though I still use it occasionally, throw away your microwave, because of the radiation that comes from it. And if that's what we're going into, where this new phase of technology that's supposed to be released, it's gonna destroy the vulnerable. It's gonna affect and one other thing I was thinking seriously about, why I dare to, you know, challenge this virus to say it's a virus. The way you have to protect yourself from it, and then people are afraid to walk in their houses with the clothes that they wear from outside. So obviously, if it can penetrate your system like that, your clothing, it stays, they says, 9 days on metal surface, I think 24 hours on cardboard boxes. This thing, when I looked at it, the way it operates, man, this can't be no ordinary virus. This seems like it's more than a virus. It must be carried by a spirit. That's just my belief. No, I mean, theological there, but it can't be just. This is what I'm saying. Is this just an ordinary virus? Maybe not, and I don't believe it is. So here we go now, in terms of the 5G and the technology coming together. And I have to mention Bill Gates, a name again, who stepped down, I think, in the beginning of January this year from the CEO of Microsoft and gone into vaccine. And where is that going to take us next? If he's so, with technology is concerned, obviously, this guy, he's a true wizard. Now, I don't know if it's connected right now, but who to tell? If all of these players, that's where they're going, where because of the fear now that this virus had actually releases in globally, it compels people to want to take the vaccine. It's a way out. You're gonna have to. You want to live, so of course you're gonna be forced to do it. Yes, that's kind of what I'm looking at. All of these things look like they're coming together eventually. And by the time you realize, I heard a story one time, how do you cook a frog? If you put him in the hot water, he jumps right out. But if you put him in the cold water and slowly turn the temperature up, by the time the frog realizes he's in hot water, he's cooked. Because his body acclimatized to the temperature of the water. And I think we might be slowly acclimatizing to what some of these evil people are doing. And by the time we realize what's going on, it may be too late. So we go back to what we say again, to pray and to seek God and to know that.
Listen, I believe with all that is happening, Christians just need to be more alert, because the apostle Paul was already in the book of Ephesians 6, where he said, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. So it's a spiritual warfare. So even though Christians are locked down now, they can still be engaged in this warfare.
Of course we have to be.
You see what is happening on the world stage, right? You see what is happening on the world stage. China is like coming against the West, and China has Russia in his corner. Right? You see, if you look at what Trump did the other day, he went to India. So all of them are trying to control all of that, fight for the island in the Gulf, because Russia has now made a deal with the Saudi Arabians. And Trump is on the Jew side. So the Arabs are not much interested in him. They want to kill him, but he doesn't know that. But what I'm saying, the body of Christ now need to get engaged, get enlisted in this warfare. And
absolutely,
that's what did David say in Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And that is what we are facing. Every day you wake up, men are so fearful. Men have to be wearing masks. As you said, you go there, you have to change your clothes. You come back in, you have to change your clothes. You have to stay 6 feet from each other. You can't shake. I remember I went to a function, and we have to be using our feet to greet each other. So what the enemy has put upon mankind now is fear.
Absolutely.
Fear, and the body of Christ need to understand fear, because I was doing some research on fear today. Did you know that fear not appeared 365 times in the Bible?
I believe
that.
But
we must not be afraid, because David said in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Are we going to be afraid of because they lock us down? No, we can still talk to God. What did Paul say in Romans? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us? So we still have this divine access. And that is what the body of Christ needs to do. We need to know that we are locked down, yes. And they talk about social distancing. But let me tell you something, man. There's no distance in God. He said, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and
Amen.
Mighty things. You know that. We are not afraid. Who is afraid now? Because remember, when the prophet called out to God and said, God, you better kill me now, because I'm better than my father, Elijah. God said, make yourself Elijah. I have 7,000 more in Israel who have not bowed to Jezebel's table. And listen to me. There are some men and some women who are going to stand up and defend the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
We ain't afraid of no chip. We ain't afraid of nobody. Because the Bible says, 1,000 shall fall at the side and 10,000 at the right hand, and shall not come nigh thee. We got to listen to me. We have been preaching this gospel. Now is the time to live it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we cannot let fear overtake us. Let me tell you something about fear. When Goliath was walking down in the valley, 10,000 men look at him and couldn't touch him.
That's right.
One man holds 10,000 men in fear. Are we going to say because they lock us down and we can't? We have to keep from each other and we can't go to church and pray. We still can't praise God. We still can't find the solution. He still wants us to be standing in confidence.
Yes.
Man, you better say something, man.
You know, I mean, my Facebook message for this coming Sunday is going to be on that exact scripture with Goliath, and you're absolutely right. That's what the so-called virus is doing. It's driving fear into people. So that's supposed to attract the attention. Now, here's something about fear. By responding to fear with fear, we give it more power and more authority to operate. So I dare to challenge also your audience and Christians across the globe that after this is over, I think that even the way we present our message is going to have to be more relevant. Our message is going to have to challenge the believers differently. It can't be the same old stale bread, you know. It has to be fresh manna. This is what I'm saying. It has to be fresh manna. Otherwise, people go back to their same old way and just kind of waiting, hoping that the rupture or something will come. But no, this is the moment of decision to be sincere, to be empowered, Oh, hallelujah. To prove who's your God, because we're going to have to choose. That's where we get it. If we're going to serve the system, are we going to serve God? We are getting there. We must get there. I'm telling you, this whole world is changing as we speak. And the way we knew it last year, I guarantee you, it's a different ball game going forward. So the challenge is, we better prepare and decide from now that there's no going back to what we knew or what we practice. No, we've got to see God and say, you know, when Jesus went into the wilderness, if you read that scripture, the Bible says he was led by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. But he went in filled with the Spirit, and he came out full of the Holy Ghost. We've got to come out of this more empowered. We've got to come out of this, oh, hallelujah, with a fire in our belly, with a zeal of righteousness. And if it's going to cost some of us our lives, we've got to decide that we're going to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it doesn't. The text you're talking about with Goliath. The king heard that there was somebody that was willing to fight Goliath. He heard. And so my declaration is that our government was here. That we serve the true and living God. They need to know. It cannot be business as usual.
Dr. Cameron, is David, he was locked away on the backside of the desert, not seeing anybody, so he was in isolation. But the thing was that while he was there, he was getting training, because he trained upon the lion and he tear him up, and he trained upon the bear and he tear him up, so he knows it. When he come out of this place and come back up Goliath, he already have the training. He was equipped for war.
Yeah.
We as the body of Christ, instead of we are, oh God, help me. Instead of we are look on where we locked down in and you can't go out and you can't go and move and you can't go at this. Use this time, and as Paul said, the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Get the word down in your belly. That's why you come out there and you talk, man. No, say you are feeling spot something. Oh,
man.
God Almighty, help me. David went in an isolation upon the backside of the desert. But when he faced Goliath, he no bad afraid of the cause Goliath. Because David said, you come to me with your sword and your this and your that. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. When this shutdown over, Christian must walk out.
Amen.
And know that and come in the name of Jesus. For when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before us. With a coronavirus can stand before us. You tell me. When we come in the name of Jesus, enough of back up.
Hallelujah.
Because we need to get trained in isolation. Sure, we locked down now. But I hear one writer say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We have a lockdown forever. This too, coronavirus, shall pass.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because Jesus said, in our sharing glory with nobody. So no care of vaccine, Trump and Bill Gates and so, want to push off. Let them say that. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh.
Absolutely.
It shall happen in the region.
Absolutely.
My God, man, Psalm 68, he said, let God arise, let all his enemies be scattered. All of who, the whole of G7 and G8 and G20 and the north and the west and the east and the south, they can't touch God.
No, Jesus.
And I hear you say, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Why are you afraid? Man, speak to the wind. Look at talk to this virus. Tell him to dry up. Let us talk to this virus. We have the authority. Can you say for them, you have the authority and they never know? Jesus said, why are you waiting me up for? You know, say, you know, say, greater works than this shall you do. And he just look on the window and say, peace be, hold your peace and go free.
That's right.
That's the authority and the power that the church have. Christian, if you just lock down and become fearful, you don't want to talk about God. You just afraid what will happen tomorrow. No. Man, get up every day and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We need to look to God. My help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and my Lord. The time is good. Wrap up.
Well, you know. Yeah. Instead of living in fear like some people are, you've got to know your God and know that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. When you live and speak and believe the authority that Jesus Christ is Lord in your life, and I'm not saying go be careless and unwise with that, but do not go places with a spirit of fear. Because that's not of God. He has given us a spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. The power is mean dunamis. That's the power that was used in that text. Sound mind means that we make decision wisely, to moral excellence. And it's important to admonish and carry the word of God and believe what God says over what the world and the devil is trying to say. Do not conform to this world. Do not conform. Con mean to agree, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we don't have to think like the world. We don't need to act like them. We need to obey the law, of course, but our mindset must not be the same way the world thinks. God bless you, my brother. Stay true to the faith, and may the Lord bless your ministry and continue to use you.
Yes,
in Jesus.
This is the time of connection, and we just continue to trust God for his blessing and his mercy. And as the word says,
Do I have time to pray a short prayer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Father, in Jesus' name, we exalt you and give all glory to you. We have discussed many things here tonight, but it is in the name of Jesus we are declaring, hallelujah, that God is for us. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? We believe that our Lord Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago, hallelujah, bore all our griefs, our sins and sorrows and our pain. You died, my God, even to protect us from coronavirus. And so we exalt your name. We magnify the name of Jesus. I pray for every listener on this broadcast that, God, you will cover them under the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Bless their home, my God. May no weapon formed against them prosper. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we shall live. Hallelujah. We shall not die, because we must declare the works of the Lord. And bless this ministry. Bless Dr. Cameron in the name of Jesus. And may you use him for the good of all mankind and for the glory of heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my brother.
This is Pastor Cameron signing out this year. I've been listening to The Kind and Connection. We're going to be right here next week, same time, 7 p.m. Jamaica time, as we continue to edify the body of Christ. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. God bless you. Back to you, studio. In Jesus' name.
is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.